You're listening to My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 979. Today's Devo is called Wisdom is Greater Than Gold.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. We are here once again with one more episode of My Morning Devotional Podcast. We are so excited to be doing this, and it's been amazing. You guys have been amazing. So thank you again for staying with us. So today we're here. My name is Rochelle, and we have Lauren. Lauren, how are you today?
I'm good, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So it's been a great week of devotionals, Lauren. You've brought amazing wisdom. And
thank
today
you.
We have one that is also to do with wisdom. Mm-hmm. So can you take it away?
Okay, yeah. So the verse I have for today is Proverbs 16:16. How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. And I found this verse and it really stood out to me because I had a couple friends reach out that they had listened to this podcast while on their way to work. And I am just thinking about the people that are currently listening to this podcast on their way to work. And, you know, maybe the mind monsters you're dealing with at work while you're trying to, you know, either hustle or trying to make money on the side while you're working. And it can be a very stressful time nowadays where you feel like, you know, the money you're making in your one job is not enough. And if we're just being honest, today's day and age can be very, very stressful when it comes to the point of making money and trying to make ends meet. And I just love how Proverbs, this verse in Proverbs, just kind of brings a balance of how much better it is to get wisdom than to get gold, and to get understanding rather than silver and rather than riches. And I know that this can kind of seem like a foreign concept in today's day and age, but I think we have to remember that God's ways are not our ways. Yeah. And as soon as we come into agreement with the way the world sees things, then we're not in full understanding with, okay, God's ways are not our ways. And we just have to constantly renew our mind and remember God's ways are not of the ways of this world, and God's ways are not our ways. And if we can fully remember that righteousness, wisdom, and understanding are far more precious to God than gold, riches, and silver, then we're going to come into comprehension that, okay, God has a plan for me and his ways are not my ways. And they may not look like the world's ways, and that's okay because God has a plan for me. And I hope that whether you're on your way to work, whether you're on your way to, I don't know, maybe a side hustle or something you're working on, I pray that you're listening to this and you feel at peace with that. That silver and gold, it's important. I think it's good that you're going out there and you're doing what you can to get to make ends meet or to do whatever you can. But just remember, to God, wisdom and understanding, that's far more important to him than anything else on earth.
That's great, because when we are younger, we sometimes get confused on what's priority.
Mm-hmm.
Because we naturally are going to go to the flashy thing or mm-hmm. what's the loudest thing. And sometimes wisdom and all these things don't seem like the loudest thing because they're not the most popular thing.
Yeah.
But it's good to remind ourselves that what we are putting inside of us, when we are consuming wisdom and we are seeking wisdom, that's, now I could see the comparison of comparing it to beauty and gold and all this stuff, because
yes.
we focus so much on the outer that we forget about the inner.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, whatever is inside is what will eventually come out.
Mm.
So no matter how much you try to put an outer appearance or be beautiful or be this, if the inside is not taken care of, all of that will still not be enough one day,
mm-hmm.
because the inside will show. So it's so important for us to first prioritize wisdom and seeking these things, because that's truly what makes us who we are, eventually,
mm-hmm.
to have a peaceful life.
Yeah, it's yeah. true.
Thank you, Lauren. That was awesome. Would you lead us into prayer?
Yes, of course. Dear Lord, I just pray right now that everybody who heard this podcast, Lord, that they gained some sort of wisdom and understanding, not from me and Rochelle's words, God, but simply from your word, Lord. Maybe they had never heard a proverb like that, Lord. Maybe that had never been a concept that had entered their mind. But Lord, we just pray that right now, listening to this podcast, that your word spoke to them in some sort yes. of way, God. And Lord, we just pray that the people listening to this podcast, Lord, more wisdom and understanding would begin to be imparted into them, into their everyday lives, Lord, and that the pressure of having to chase after riches and gold and silver, Lord, let that just be away from their mind, Lord. Let them run after wisdom and understanding and ultimately you, Lord. Let us all come together, Lord, as a community and recognize that, Lord, following you and gaining wisdom and understanding in you, Lord, is ultimately the goal. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together and to read your word and to pray. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend. Leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.